Okay, we're on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, Mishnah, second Mishnah. Hamudur Hanomi Chevero Shokalo Ashiklo, person who is not allowed to, who makes somebody else Osir, Ruvain, says that Shimon is Osir to have any Hano from him. So Ruvain's allowed to pay his shekel for him. See, the Gemara is going to discuss how exactly that's talking. Uporeyascho, he's allowed to pay his debt. He can return a lost article to him. Malkum shenot no leschar, but in a place where they take money for returning lost articles, the schar batola, the money that the person would have lost by having to get involved with the aveda, tipol hanola hektis. So he can't pay him the money. So we'll see once again who's returning to who, but you can't pay him the money, so the money goes to hektis. Rashi, Shokalo Shiklo, Hamadur Yochel Litain Bishvilo Machsa Shekel, Shinosin Trumas Halishka, the Yochel throw a Chovo, the Ein Mahanalo Klum. Right? It's not considered giving him Hanoah, he's just taking away a loss that he would have had. But it's not giving him anything, he's just paying his debt. We'll see, the Gemara's discussed it, how it works, but it's just preventing him from having to pay. We're not giving him anything directly. I'm not giving you anything. I'm just preventing you from having to pay. That's all. I'm not giving you the money. I'm giving it to somebody else, and by that, preventing you from having to pay. Okay. Gemara says,
That's
Alma, the Gemara. Avruche aribi almahu bishari. Right, this is called mavriach ari. In other words, a lion is attacking a flock of sheep, and the person comes and he chases away the lion. So that's called mavriach ari. And we'll see it's a machlokas Hanan and Bnei Kohanim Hagdolim whether that's called hano or not. Right, I didn't give you anything. You, the flock of your sheep was there to begin with, except there was now an outside threat to the sheep. I took away the outside threat. I left you with the same sheep you had before. So I didn't give you any hana, except I prevented you from having a loss. So is that called hana or not? So Hanan holds that it's not called hana. I didn't give you anything. I just prevented you from having a loss. And the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim hold that that's considered like I gave you something. Okay. Alma avruchi aribi almahu shemavriya chovo me'ola v'shori. Here, I didn't give you any money. I just prevented you from having to pay this debt. So lechora, that's called mavriya chari. So Mara says mantana. So who does this go like? Amar Rav Hoshea zu divrei Hanan. This only goes according to Hanan. Rava Amar afil tema divrei hakol. It could even go according to the ones who argue on Hanan, which are the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim. Gabi Mudur Hanoa de Yoiv Amenashalo Lifroa. Right? It's talking in a case over here where the debt that he's paying is a special kind of debt, where the guy said, you don't have to pay me back unless you want to. So in other words, if you want to pay me back, I'll accept the money back. If not, it's Daka. So in that case, the guy doesn't really have to pay. So if I paid your debt for you, I didn't really give you anything. He didn't even save you from anything because you could have saved yourself by not paying it altogether. So in that kind of case, everybody agrees that he's allowed to pay the debt because he's really, the other person is gaining nothing. Even according to Bnei Kohanim Gedolim, that taking away a loss is like giving Hanoa. Here you're not even taking away a loss because you could have had the prerogative not to pay altogether. Rashi, Divrei Hananhu, Da'omar Ibed Me'osav, Shein l'malval baila shalzu klum. Where's the machlokis of Hanan and Bnei Kohanim Gedolim? Person went away to Medina Sayam, and he didn't provide for his wife's support. So husband's responsible to pay for his wife's support. So if somebody said, look, I'll give the money for the husband, and he'll pay me back when he gets back from Medina Sayam, then the husband is chayif to pay him back. But instead of doing that, he gives the wife food. He gives her money to buy food. The husband never asked him to do it. He didn't give the money to the husband. He gave it to the wife. Now the wife doesn't have any, what's it called, tain on her husband to give her money. She had the food. Like, and the shaila now is, can that guy go and collect the money back from the husband? So Hanan holds, no. He kiniach maos of alkeren atzvi. I didn't give anything to the husband. I saved him from having an expense by giving his wife money. That's called mavriach ari, and the husband doesn't owe me anything. And according to the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim, the husband owes him the money. You paid the husband's debt, even though he didn't ask you for it. That's like giving him the money, and therefore he has to pay you back. Okay, so the Gemara says, the Omer Ibeid Ma'osov, Shein Lamalval Baila Shalzu Klum. Right, Hanan holds that the person lost his money, and he can't collect anything from the husband. Hoyvel Nosim Biyado, he didn't give him the money. Elehivriach Arime Olav, Shapir Nesesishta. He took a lion away from him. He had the responsibility to pay for his wife's food, and this guy came and gave her the food. So now he doesn't have the responsibility anymore. When he paid the debt, the same thing. I didn't give you any money. I just paid your debt, so now you're not responsible to pay. So I saved you from having to pay, but I didn't give you anything. That's why, according to Hanan, that's not called giving hanah. Memele, it doesn't create any chiyuvim, and memele, it's not osur b'mudr hanah. De'i kohanim gedolim de'pligi alei de'chanan, according to the kohanim gedolim, who argue on Hanan, kiven da'amre yishova kama hotzi v'yikl min abal, that he can collect from the husband. He takes a shvua how much he gave the wife, and he can collect that from the husband. Right? Lamaisa, the person who paid, could get the money back. If he doesn't get the money back, so he's like, he's giving him the money. So that's asur. If he doesn't go and get his money back, so he's giving him that money. Therefore, it's considered hanah. But according to Hanan, where he has no claim, I paid your debt, you have no claim on me, so I really didn't give you anything, I just saved you from having to pay the debt. Morris says, no, it could go according to what's it called, Rava said it could go according to everybody, and it's talking in a special case. The Yoiv Le Amanash Lo Lifroa, where the person gave him the money to begin with, he gave him the loan on the condition that he doesn't have to pay it. If he doesn't want to. Now for sure, if the other guy pays the debt, right, he's not giving him any hanah, because he could have had the same benefit himself if he decided not to pay. How's that the case of Shokalo Ashiklo, where he pays his shekel for him? So according to Hanan, same thing. I'm not giving you anything, I'm just saving you from having to pay a shekel. So it could be a regular case. But according, if you want to say like Rava, that the Mishnah goes according to everybody, so the case of the shekel has to be a special case too, right? The shokelo ashiklo nami mokminan le divrei akol kai gavna sheino mahana lo klum. It's talking a special case where he's really getting nothing from him. The guy already paid his shekel. The shagro Yerushalayim, and he sent it with shluchim to Yerushalayim. The nignev of avad, right, and it got stolen or lost la'achar shenitmer alishka. Got stolen or lost after they were touring the Lishka. His money never got there. But the halacha is, the high loan is high, bachriuso. So the guy who sent it doesn't have to make good on it. Because once they're touring the Lishka, they're touring even on the money that didn't get there yet. And at that point, it was around. So he was Yotze. He doesn't have to make it up at all. The lohayelo the foro, the hachikai melon b'nei ha'ir sheshigru eshikleim, the nignevu o sheavdu, im nitruma hatruma nishboin ashluchim legizborim sheavdu, ubailim pturim, determine halo'ovud. Right? The halach is that when they took the truma, they had in mind all of the shkolim that were sent that are on the way. Then kodim shenisim lo'alishka, before they took off the truma, then he's going to have to make good on it. Nishboin lebnei ha'ir, lefichach kichazor hanoder upora shiklo, mutter, lo mahan leklau. Therefore, if I paid your shekel, you didn't have to pay the shekel anymore. You already gave your shekel. It got lost. So, I was a nice guy and I gave it for you extra. But I'm not going to hand you anything. But according to Hanan, even if you didn't give your shekel, and I gave it for you, I didn't give you the money, I just exempted you from having to pay a debt. That's not called hanah. Okay. My Hanan, what's it called? So now the Gemara discusses what is this machlokas between Hanan and Bnei Kohanim Egdolim. Disnan, Mishaholach Lamedina Sayan. Va'omer Echad Upirnis Asishto. Somebody went away and he didn't leave money for his wife to be supported. And somebody gave her money to go and buy food. Hanan Omar Iberesh Moshav, that the person who gave the money for the food lost his money, because the Baal never asked him to do it, and he never gave the money to the Baal. He just prevented the Baal from having to pay when he, to this money. So Nechleku Allah B'nei Kohanim Gedolim V'amru Yishova Kama Hotzi V'Yitl. No, B'nei Kohanim Gedolim said no. B'maisa Mavriach Hari, even though you didn't ask me, but I saved you from money that you would have had to pay. It's like giving you the money. And therefore, he takes a shvua how much he gave her, and he has to pay it. So that's the machlokus, whether saving somebody from a debt is like giving them money and hanoah, or it's just a negative thing. Amr Rav Dosa ben Hyrcanus, Kedivreim Amr Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, Yofa Amr Hanan, Hiniach Mos of Akir Natsvi. Right, Rav Dosa ben Hyrcanus said, what's it called, Kedivreim, like the B'nai Kohanim Gedolim. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai said, no, I hold like Hanan, that Hiniach Mos of Akir Natsvi, like he put his money on the horns of a deer and it's gone. It's vanished. You can't get it back. Rava lo amar kirav ha'ushia. Why didn't Rava say like Rav Oshia that it goes like Hanan? Because he wanted the mission to go like everybody, not only like Hanan. Rav Oshia lo amar kirav. Why didn't Rav Oshia say like Rava that it's talking in a case where he made a stipulation that he doesn't have to pay back the debt? So then you're really not giving him any hana. Because Rav Oshia held that that case also he wouldn't be allowed to pay his debt, because we make a gzeira in a case where the unusual case where the guy make a loan that he doesn't have to pay back, to a regular case of a loan where he does have to pay back, and if it would go according to B'nai Kohanim Gedolim, he wouldn't be allowed to pay it. So they ushered paying any loans for fear that the guy would pay the loan when he does have to pay back. Rashi. Mishum lifroa dehosam ihavi parachovo havi mahanale. Because if he had to pay back, then according to the B'nai Kohanim Gedolim, he is considered like giving him hanoah. So they made a gzeira, the case where, the unusual case where he doesn't have to pay back the loan, that you're not allowed to pay back the loan for him, for the case of the regular case where you're surely not allowed to pay back the loan according to the B'nai Kohanim Gedolim. Okay. Machzir lo es avidoso. You're allowed to return his lost article. Pligi bo Rav Ami v'Ravasi. So the machlokis Rav Ami v'Ravasi. Chad omer lo shonu ele b'shenichse machzir asurin abal aveda. Where Reuven is returning Shimon's lost article, and Reuven is not allowed, what's it called, Shimon's not allowed to have any hanoah from Reuven. Reuven's returning Shimon's lost article, and Shimon's not allowed to get hanoah from Reuven. So here, what's it called, one of them holds that that's the case where you're allowed to return the lost article. Why? I'm not giving you anything, it's your aveda. Right? I'm just saving you from what's it called, from having a loss of your aveda not being returned. But I didn't give you anything. It's your thing. I'm just returning your thing to you. So therefore it's not considered hanoah. But if the opposite case, where Reuven's returning Shimon's lost article, but Reuven's not allowed to have hanoah from Shimon, then he's not allowed to return it. Why? To come hani le pruta de Rav Yosef. Because by returning it and being osik in it, he's saving him money that if an ani comes to the door, he's potter from giving him the money. Because of, what's it called, osik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. The chadomer, so that's what one holds. One holds the only case that you're allowed to return the aveda is where Reuven's returning Shimon's aveda, and Shimon's not allowed to get hanoah from Reuven. So it's not called hanoah, you're giving back his chefetz. But Shimon's not allowed to return, but Reuven's not allowed to return Shimon's aveda if Reuven can't get hanoah from Shimon, because he's getting hanoah from him by being osik with his aveda. He doesn't have to give money to an ani. The chadomar afilu nichse bal aveda surah magzer mahadarvei. Even the case where Reuven can't have hanoah from Shimon, Reuven can still return Shimon's article, even though if an ani would come to the door, he'd be potter from paying him because he's osik with Shimon's aveda. Right? That's not called getting hanoah from Shimon. Why? Mishum pruta v'Rav Yosef lo shchiach. Because that's not called a hanoah, because it's not a usual thing that people come to the door when you're osik with the aveda and potter from giving them money. And therefore, that's not called getting hanoah, returning the thing, and being osik with it, that theoretically you could save yourself from some money from tzedakah. Okay. Lo shanu de marzer lo avedoso ela kishenichse marzer asur na balaveda sham marzer hegiro min chosav ti mechader min mechader le mida am de nafshe kama hader le veleka hano sheino maneo min chosav ku. I'm not giving you anything. It's your aveda. I'm just returning your thing to you. That's not called giving you hano. Aval nichse balaveda asur na marzer. But if the one who's returning it is not allowed to get hano from the one who's being returned to, that's awesome. Why do marzer mudr mi balavei? The lo motzi mahader le avedoso. Mishum di imahader le avimah mahani mi balavei. The pruter of Yosef. Domer of Yosef haosik b'mitzvah poter min a mitzvah. The lo boy le mesav le pruter la anyo b'shvil osu mitzvah shemekayim. Hilkechei marzer le avedoso. If I get involved with your aveda, I'm going to be on your cheshbon saving myself money from tzedakah. So therefore, what's it called? It's considered a hanah. And the other man the omer says no. Pruter of Yosef lo shriach. Either Ravami or Ravasi, one of them said that we're not afraid of Pruta the Rav Yosef because it's not a Dover Shriach, so that's not called Hanoah. The Lo Shriach Kai Gavner Lehevi Shavik Lo Yoi Pruta La Anya Vishvil Oso Mitzvah. The Lo Mishani Mine Klau. The Fichach Masu Lo Avidoso. Therefore, he could be Masu the Aveda, because even though theoretically he could save himself some money, that's not something that usually comes up, and even if it comes up, the guy may give the stock anyway, so therefore it's not considered a Hanoah.
Measure how the issue of the mortar on a cheder versus the salam, and those who call the salam.
We don't force a person to do something that's usher to him. So for you, this is usher. So you're not chayv in the mitzvah.
So no,
right, you didn't make it. It's like anywhere. No, they're not to do a mitzvah. Right, I made the sukkah usher to hanab to me. So the halacha is that we don't force you to do it. You can't sit in the sukkah. So it could be that he's an honest. He's, what's it called? I didn't think that they were going to have an aveda. In this case, he's an honest. What he made by the sukkah, so he's over the aveira for making the hanab, but then the neder, right? But he's mevatel the mitzvah. But we don't force him to do the mitzvah, and he's just mevatel the mitzvah, and he gets an onus for it. Here, I didn't know I was going to find your aveda. I made it a stam nisr. So now it's in a situation where I can't do it. But the coin, the Vesak Varus, on bottom.